Among the Lemon Trees by Nadia Marx, read by Daphne Alexander. Anna's mobile was on silent. She turned it off during dinner. It always irritated her if Max or the kids answered theirs while they ate. Dinner was a time just for them. Anyone else could wait. After all, if they were all together, what emergency could there be that couldn't wait? The only thing that Anna ever worried about was if her old dad might need her. But then again, he always called on the landline. She was emptying the dishwasher when she noticed the phone vibrating on the kitchen counter. Unknown number. She hesitated for a second before picking it up. Then came the stranger's voice.
Mrs. Turner? Speaking.
Anna had an uneasy feeling. It wasn't often she was referred to by her married name, and the man's voice sounded serious.
This is Dr. Morris from the Whittington Hospital, continued.
She stopped breathing.
Dad!
Her whisper was barely audible. She nearly dropped the phone.
We have Mr. Turner here, the voice carried on. He is fine, but you might like to come to the hospital. Your husband gave us your number. He is in A&E at the moment.
Within minutes, Anna had grabbed the car keys and was running upstairs for her coat, alerting Alex and Chloe, who were both in their rooms. Max had apparently suffered a heart attack.
Kids! Kids!
She screamed at the top of her lungs as she ran two steps at a time to the bedroom.
Your dad's in hospital. Let's move. Let's go. What happened?
They both asked in unison, rushing out of their rooms.
He was fine at dinner, said Chloe.
He went for a run, added Alex. He was okay.
I don't know what happened, Anna said out of breath. But apparently it's his heart. Let's go and find out. Chloe, you drive. I don't think I can.
Max looked grim as he lay waiting to be dealt with in one of the A&D cubicles.
Am I glad to see you guys?
He said, giving them all a weak smile as they rushed to hug him.
What on earth happened, Max?
Anna squeezed his hand and kissed him gently on the lips.
I knew running after dinner was a bad idea, she said, worry etched on her face. It seemed you were gone a long time, but then again I thought you might have popped in on John.
To be honest, Max replied, his voice rather faint, it's all a bit of a blur.
He was having his usual sprint up the hill and around the block a few times. When he felt unusually short of breath, he began explaining. He had felt a burning sensation in his sternum.
I just thought it was heartburn. I started blaming the Chinese food I had at lunchtime.
He cursed the fried bean curd.
You know how I prefer it steamed.
He looked at Anna.
It kept repeating on me, and I thought I should never have eaten it. I was sure it was some kind of acid reflux. Then, next thing I know, I'm here and apparently being prepared for an angiogram.
Oh, Dad, Chloe said, fighting her tears. You gave us such a scare.
What's going to happen now? What's an angiogram?
Alex asked, looking at his mum.